Importance of confirming exposed and/or conducted parts, plant or machinery as isolated in consultation with authorized person. WHS or OHS requirements for machine guarding are the minimum workplaces must meet, but this is not the limit. Providing additional safety considerations benefits both the employer and employee and will ensure the effectiveness of a machine guarding program. If organizations have a more elaborate system in place, it is important to provide comprehensive training, so everyone in the workplace understands the importance of machine guarding, hazards associated with specific machines, and how to use safeguards. Employers can also strengthen their machine guarding program with the aid of visual communication. One example of this is called an awareness barrier, which is not a physical barrier but rather a reminder to the worker that they are approaching a hazardous area. Companies can convey specific equipment-related messages using inline printed floor tape, while effectively alerting individuals. Posting signs in the area that remind workers to keep guards closed, not to operate without safety guards in place, etc. Machines are one of the leading causes of workplace injuries and frequently result from unsafe operations. Implementing machine guards is an effective method for controlling machine hazards and protecting workers. It will reduce machine-related injuries, and operators will feel more confident in a safe facility. Likewise, employees can be proactive by identifying, reporting, and confirming exposed and/or conducted parts, plant or machinery as isolated in consultation with an authorized person. Personnel can help make the workplace conducive and safe by doing their part.